If you ever thought about living in downtown Peoria, there are 146 new units coming online this year. And that's in addition to the options already available.
So we'll be up to about 516 units, and that would be about 138% increase in just 6 years.
That's Michael Freilinger of the Downtown Development Corporation. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 17th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Bradley University President Stephen Standiford has fulfilled one of his promises made to the Bradley community: to improve diversity and inclusion in the wake of the George Floyd protests. WCBU student reporter Chloe Calcote has the story.
The Romeo B. Garrett Center is Bradley's multicultural center and a safe space for minority students to gather on campus. Before the current renovations, the building hadn't been updated since it was purchased by the university in the 1970s. Today, the Garrett Center has reopened with a new look inside and out.
What we're now looking at is what I would describe as more institutional substantive changes that put us on a path to constantly be thinking about and developing a more inclusive environment.
Standard First stresses the importance of making a real impact on the Bradley community and trying to be very thoughtful and not rush into conclusions that don't lead to the type of fundamental change that they are looking for. Executive Director of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, Norris Chase, believes that the renovation of the Garrett Center is just the beginning of what needs to be done to create a more inclusive space and improve retention rates for minority students.
Not just diversity and representation, not just inclusion of having people's voices at the table, but equity and outcomes. And what that basically means is parity, not equality, giving everybody the same thing. We're talking about equity, where the, you know, Black students, Latinx students graduate and they are retained at the same rate.
Along with the Garrett Center renovation, Standiford also has promised to create a racial diversity and inclusion advisory group of internal and external partners, as well as partner with Peoria Public Schools to offer 6 need-based full tuition scholarships annually. I'm Chloe
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. While some students are handling remote work well, other students are struggling, and some Illinois lawmakers are petitioning the federal government to rethink requiring standardized tests this semester. And Braves head coach Andrea Gorski finally gets to bring the Bradley women's basketball team to the NCAA tournament. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. WCBU's Steve Tarter recently spoke with Michael Freilinger, CEO of the Downtown Development Corporation, about expected residential growth and housing trends in the downtown and warehouse district areas.
The Downtown Development Corporation has decided that every 2 years we'll update our housing market study, and we were due to have that updated last year, which we did, and then, of course, we'll do another one probably a year from now that'll come open and show what the market for the future is, so that developers, when they're looking at Peoria, have got an independent analysis of what the market for Peoria looks like.
What is the magic number, or is there a magic number of units or places for people to live in the downtown?
For example, in this study, over the next 5 years, they're estimating that there's demand for an additional 379 units. That's a little lower than what was projected the last time we did the report, but part of that is because we've already added new units. We added 153 during that time period, so we already put those on the market. And as far as a price point goes, that ranges greatly. It can be anywhere from, you know, $1.55 to $1.17 per square foot. It just depends on the size of the unit. The smaller units, the price per square foot is a little higher. The larger units, it can be a little lower. So it all just kind of depends on the units. Even between buildings, there's a disparity between price per square foot. Some buildings will have higher finishes, better location, and they'll be able to charge a little bit more. It just depends on what the market demand is. But in general, people would expect to pay more per square foot to live in the downtown. And obviously, everybody has a budget that they have to live within. So what people end up doing is they'll trade off space for cost. In other words, I might be able to rent a one-bedroom unit with a very large bedroom outside of the downtown. When I choose to live in the downtown to find a unit of that same amount, comparable amount, the square footage will be a little bit smaller. But people make that choice because they want the convenience of being in the downtown where they can walk to work, where there's nightlife going on, places to go out to eat, that kind of thing, all within walking distance.
Michael, what is the market for downtown units? Is there one group or is it multiple groups?
It's not really one group. Generally speaking, I'll tell you who it's not. It's not the married couple with five kids or four kids. Typically, families with children still prefer the suburbs or single-family homes with a yard. Generally, the types of people you'll see that prefer to be downtown are just entering the workforce or young, usually single. Sometimes it's couples without any children. Those tend to be the market. Also, people who are newly single. In other words, they've been married, maybe they've had a divorce or something like that. And they might have children, but the children don't live with them all the time type of thing. And then you also see older professionals who their kids have grown and are out of the house, and they've decided either to sell their big family home in the suburb, or maybe they keep that and they just want a place downtown that they can go to, and they'll run a small place or they'll run a larger place and live down there.
That was Steve Tarter talking with Michael Freilinger of the Downtown Development Corporation. Before we let you go, the Dunlap School Board meets tonight at 6 o'clock. Limited in-person seating is available, or you can watch it on YouTube. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.